Greetings, dear friends and listeners. This is Pastor Rex Cat, and when I'm not a missionary cybernaut exploring the internet, I'm co-producing The Reverend Is In for Reverend Bookburn, live from Volta Radio most Sunday nights at 9 o'clock to 11 or so Eastern Standard Time, USA, on Volta Radio.
Welcome. The Reverend is in.
Testicle 1-2. Testes 1-2. The Reverend is in. Is ready to begin. All right. Are we ready, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist? I'm ready when you are. All right. Yes, the phallic microphone is working. Yes, the weapon of ass destruction is working. And yes, the John Holmes porn star microphone is working. I am ready. Okay. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. We're doing a very special show tonight. Tonight, the theme is Occupy the World, and we have a fantastic playlist. We're going to discuss the Reverend's visit to Occupy Philadelphia and other news and tidbits and some laughs ahead, and again, a lot of great music. This is from a friend of ours who recorded this around 2008. His name is Carlito Brillante, and this is a very beautiful track. It is entitled The GOP.
So you thought you could just sneak out of here like the last 8 years never happened, huh? Just leave somebody else holding the bag while y'all ride off into the sunset. Just a gang of white-collar thugs. Chicken hawks that like to play soldier, real live action figures. Lying in your pockets while you bled us dry. And you got the audacity to call yourselves the grand old party? Let me tell you what y'all really are. GOP stand for greedy old pack of woods. If you take away the sweet rednecks and hoods, it was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers in the sorority, all friend, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the end of a star. There's so many of you I despise. Can I get all the fries and go with the lies? You're trying to force feed us and act like you need us. But if you see a Jackson and Smith, you just delete us. Off the voter rolls like you did in Florida. Hijack the nation with your new world order. Couldn't control it back then, John McCain. So you find a cold kid with a watchful brain. Yeah, Carl Rove, you found your flunky. And I know you grind the organ for that dancing monkey. Couldn't run yourself cause you're too soft and weak. So pathetic Pee Wee Herman would call you a geek. You could never play John Wayne like Georgie Boy. Had them country folk thinking he's the real McCoy. Use the Bible as a clock, just a game of throne. We got burned by the devil's own. The GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the sweet rednecks and hoods, it was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority, or friend, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. Yo, Kanye, why you smile like you constipated?
Tell that overpaid secretary to wash his hands.
Cause you all up on him like some group of shit. If you're so smart, how you on a dummy's dick? Talking about I'm married to the president. Sounding like a psycho ward resident. See his wife named Pickles and she ain't black. Then again, neither are you. You pass for that. All I see is the token, a broken home. Getting pimped by the system, it's time you know. Colin Powell had the sense to walk out the door. But you follow Bush to hell if he told you so. See, they took away your spine and they propped you up. Just to add a splash of color and seem less corrupt. But you just co-signed to whatever shit they do. As much blood on your hands as the rest of the crew. GOP stand for greedy old peck of woods. If you take away the sweet rednecks and hoods, it was never news to us, it was understood that these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending poor kids off to die in Iraq. While layers of the sorority, old threat, drinking Jägermeister, hanging out at the gap. Shooter, why they call you dick when you the opposite? Just a gigantic pussy. pussy with some crooked lips. When you had a chance to serve a NAM, you just ran a deferment for every finger on your hand. That's five blown chances to show some heart, but you ain't got one. Guess that's why you're falling apart. Had to get Scooter off with a name that fruity. He'd have given y'all up just to save the booty. Missing every single quail, but your man, you shot. I wish you had the decency to close your eyes and rock. Cause I never knew evil till I saw your face. And the devil don't even want you, cause you'll take his place. Pulling strings to get your company to fat no biz. Profiteering off the blood of America's kid. Mr. Cheney, one more bang from all this infidel. You and your Halliburton boys, go fuck yourself. GOP stand for greedy old pack of woods. If you take away the suit, your rednecks and hoods. It was never news to us, it was understood. That these chicken hawks never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back. Sending four kids off to die in Iraq. While they're in a sorority or threat. Drinking Jaeger rice, they're hanging out at the Gap. In 8 years of Clinton, the economy was strong. Gas was cheap. Mortgage rates low. Property values high. Nobody read our emails or listened to our phone calls. And over 4,000 U.S. families had someone they loved walking around full of life. I mean, the worst Clinton did was we shined up in Oval Office. Y'all a bunch of mass murdering, subpoena-ignoring traitors who spit on the Constitution. But no matter how low you sink, you'll always have your cheerleaders, right? The Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Becks, the O'Reillys. Then you got your water carriers. Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, Michelle Malkin, Dennis Prager, Neil Bortz, Melanie Morgan, Bill Cunningham, Laura Ingraham, Rich Loud, Dick Morris, Ann Coulter, and all the other race baiters I forgot. Divide them in country instead of uniting us, just to get a check. There's a special place in the hottest part of hell for all of y'all. Oh, and Joe Lieberman. Senator Joe Lieberman. Y'all can have that whiny bitch.
Thank you. Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
You like a chicken. I want to stuff you from the inside. My whole existence is deep fried, Val. And 1,008 unhatched eggs are gonna crack under the weight of Colonel Sanders with his cotton picking, killing cutlass on the prowl. He's gonna bone that chicken. He's gonna bone it good.
Bone it good!
It's just another racist redneck chicken slayer funding his frying sessions with the help of those other boys in the hoods. And I listen astounded as I watch his TV commercials with chirpy beach bikini models ripping into chicken gut, mopped up with mayonnaise, coleslaw, glucose rolls, and powdered potato muck. I watch in disgust as they suck back the poultry fat, doing promotional crap for a bigot making mucus puke, motioning my tummy to chuck and have nutritional spat. He winks on about his secret 11 herbs and spices, but there ain't one herb or spice in his crumbled choke. That racist son of a bitch is just another capitalist fascist crook. His only secret is how he managed to escape the Civil War and keep on cooking for his cause and open up more stores. Because KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. Ready to the beheaded hens in battery cages. That Colonel Sanders is way alkaline. Fattening up for the final crumb down, being fed their own shit, what goes around. Ending up in a gassy mess of Pepsi, slob of corn, sickly green peas. What you see isn't what you get. And the evidence is easily relieved by lemony talent. Mr. Sanders is so casually misunderstood. He pecks at the till to fund a greater evil and not a greater good. He didn't always have that creepy smile, but one was engraved upon his face. Obviously, some marketing jerk thought Ronald had a point of smiling when behaving with such disgrace. Even Richard III thought to murder with a smile. How could Sanders stand
up to any trial and run up with the people's right to libel in its place. But he ain't no dear old grandpa who can offer sound advice. He'd advise you to burn your boyfriend on a cross if he wasn't colored white like a Western Christian Christ. And all the smiles in the world couldn't tempt me to swallow the fat French fry up he serves in his poultry abattoir. That smile on his face just can't erase all the times he stoked the fire, because KFC's a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. So come on, every chicken unite. This ain't gonna be some song sung by Gonzo on the Muppet Show tonight. Roosters, muster your flock and fasten your muzzles. This will be the charge of your final victorious cockfight. We're gonna grill us up some of Santa's little helpers. Dumbstruck, drumstick, juice dribbling, low-wage fucking and drippy eye, unimpressed, spotty-faced elves right behind the ears and unsure of themselves. With that wrinkled turkey, Santa's flaming on the rotating bits of chicken. Scared with it, ruffle your feathers so chickens begin and sharpen your beaks so chickens believe it. Because you're gonna take flight for your ride, not to end up hot and spicy. Because you're gonna take flight for your right, not to end up hot and spicy. Because the KFC eats the KKK food cooked with spite. Because KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker. KFC is a motherfucker.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist, and DJ Cindy and the Volta crew, and we're having a good time, all catching up with each other, in a great visit before the show began, and now we're going to play a wonderful song the Reverend himself chose for tonight's Occupy the World show. It is from the most recent release by Jefferson Starship, from their CD, Jefferson's Tree of Liberty. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing to you Chimes of Freedom.
Crashing as West Memphis, Arkansas. Get ready to go worldwide. Let's get it on.
You heard Henry Rollins with Chuck D and Friends doing Rise Above from the Benefit compilation CD of all Black Flag songs benefiting the Free the West Memphis 3 cause. Before Rise Above, you heard Joy Ryder and Avis Davis doing No More Nukes. And that is now available on a CD for the first time, called The Lost Tapes. Before Joy Ryder and Avis Davis, you heard Jefferson Starship doing Chimes of Freedom, Rupert Da Costa e Silva did KFC as a Motherfucker, Deborah and Keith from the band Davey did Volta Radio Station ID, and The Reverend is in promo. Two tracks by The Avengers, Paint It Black and The American in Me, and started off with the great Carlito Brilliante doing G.O.P. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight, the theme is Occupy the World, and we are so pumped to be doing this. And despite multiple problems here at Volta Radio, from financial to equipment to a slew of others, everybody is still pumped, full of heart, and it's a really awesome scene. We just had a meeting, and it is awesome, and love you people. So, as of now, we're still alive and still going to continue for at least a while. So, I'm going to do this show for as long as it is possible. And the next show is scheduled for 2 weeks from tonight, December 18th. And yes, it is another one of our sacred annual holiday traditions. On December 18th, the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Balls special, 2011. And you know, we will deliver a show that you will not forget and that will compensate for the misery that you go through that includes but is not limited to holiday music, pressure to be even bigger consumers, and, of course, obligations for the holidays. We will make it up to you in a spectacular manner on December 18th. And if all things are a go, we will do our annual New Year's show. And in mid to late January, the 11th anniversary show. And big, big thanks for the feedback to the last show that we did in November, another sacred annual holiday tradition. Thank you for the feedback to the Happy Spanksgiving show. And even though my voice was shot to hell, it still went off, and I appreciate the kind words from everybody. Do we have birthdays and do we have deaths? Deaths, no. Meaning nobody that we know or that is prominent, like an activist or a rock star or just something that, you know, called our attention to. We do have a birthday, and actually, it is a birthday that is not of a person. It is a birthday of one of the greatest structures of Philadelphia. I would say it's an institution, but they would say fuck you. It's not a store per se. You know, it's a nonprofit collective. Everything goes back into the store. It's run by anti-authoritarians, activists, counterculture freaks, punks, and miscellaneous other folks, squatters, and, of course, Occupy Philadelphia activists. It's called Wooden Shoe Books and Records, which turned 35 yesterday. And there was a party, and I didn't get to that, but I got to the store itself. And got, for the first time, a Wooden Shoe t-shirt and essential books. Finally, the new Greg Palast book, Vulture Picnic, which is highly recommended and makes some sense out of Wall Street's fucking up not only this nation, but also Greece and other nation and their role in it. And it's good information to get either through the entire book or one of his articles on the subject, or just Google it. But Greg Palast on Wall Street's fucking up of Europe, European economies, and in particular Greece. Anyway, happy birthday to Wooden Shoe. We are expecting the show to broadcast without problems, and please tell us if there was any kind of technical problem. We are expecting it to record okay, thanks to our friend, co-producer, engineer, and all-around magician from afar, from Canada, the great Pastor Rex Cat. And that means that the show will be preserved and also available for free in the archives, and that will be at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, probably in a week or less. And like all the shows, and of course, you never have to pay to hear The Reverend Is In. And The Reverend, since the last show, no, actually before the last show, I just forgot to talk about it. But the Reverend visited Occupy Philadelphia and donated a lot of stuff, which we bought a ton of shit. And then brought it to them, probably all of it now seized since there was a raid, like everywhere else, against Occupy. And but we brought them stuff, gave them money, and visited. And I want to say that it's not just an activist scene or a big protest, but it is a kind of a model community. It's functions on democracy principles, decisions, general assemblies, and attempts to reach out, to diversify, to be sensitive to all of the burning issues. There were people focusing on this environmental nightmare called fracking and any number of issues, as well as, of course, the probably number one fucked up issue in the world right now, which is the reign of the 1%, the reign of corporate America. But in addition to being a kind of a model for democracy, it was an awesome energy, an absolute beautiful energy, and a camaraderie and support. And the fact that Occupy Philly, similar to Occupy Wall Street and Occupy LA and pretty much all of them, it's fucking spectacular that they get stronger after police repression, after brutal raids, attacks, violence, spraying, nightsticks, injuries, rubber bullets, being brutalized after arrested from just these brutal, thuggish assholes who should know better and who should actually identify with the 99% if they had any fucking sense. And some of them do. But for the brutal assholes, it's just indefensible. They are sociopaths with no conscience. And instead of just becoming street criminals and serial killers, they chose to do it in a manner in which they could get away with it and be sociopaths and violent sadists without accountability or consequence. But despite the brutality, the arrests, the raid, the seizing of equipment, the destruction of equipment, this movement thrives. It continues to grow. It continues to survive and continue. And it continues, most important of all, to increase in size and in the support that it is getting from all sectors of the public. So even though the corporate media, also one of the most fucked up things on earth, but even though the corporate media and its ability to manipulate large numbers of people in this culture and shape stereotypes and myths and keep them going, even though they've wanted to paint this movement as dirty hippies, lazy people who aren't working because they choose not to, and all of that silly shit, and despite the myths and the smears, not just on Fox, quote, news, end quote, but on all of the offerings of the corporate media, despite the smears, despite the painting of the movement as a bunch of hippies, as if that's a bad thing, many American people have woken up and said, no, it's a diverse movement with people from unions, which is fantastic, people from all walks of life, and people from just such a diversity, such a kind of a melting pot of the public, agreeing that the 1% is not only the greatest force of destruction in the world, but is continuing on a fast track in that direction, and that the politicians of both corporate political parties, of the major parties, primarily the Republican Party, but really both of the two prominent corporate parties, serve as their servants, as their lobbyists, as their advocates. And yes, there are differences, and yes, the Democrats did fight at the last minute to stop the gutting of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and essential survival programs, but still, both corporate major parties are servants to the top 1% and to corporate America. And this movement is driving that point home. And one estimate is that as many as 75% of the people in America, with their history of being manipulated in large numbers by the corporate media, but an estimated 75% say that they agree with the principles of the Occupy movement. And that is unprecedented. And it shall continue. And we are going to contribute in any way we can to sustaining the movement, supporting Occupy Philly, since that's home, supporting the Occupy movement everywhere else that it is, and reversing and countering the extreme bullshit that comes from the corporate media and the Republican Party and the far right wing pundits who have access to the ears and eyes of the entire nation. And we are going to fight against that because we must. And it is necessary. So the Andrew Breitbarts and other losers, Rush Limbdick, and I was going to say Glenn Pecker, but I don't think he's really, he's probably just like sitting in a corner in his soiled diaper, you know, with tears going into his bottle of Jack Daniels, if I'm reading this right. But I don't know, didn't he just turn into like some kind of big nobody? But whoever is still center stage from the pundits of bigotry and servitude to the top 1%, we are going to counter them and reverse what they say. Thank you, Occupy Philadelphia, for a fantastic visit, meeting so many great people, and the awesome couple at the information table who also put up Reverend Bookburn flyers and with all the literature. And thank you to the movement worldwide for sustaining itself. And we are here for you, and we are going to contribute in every way that we can, including, and I think this is so important, and I know I say this all the time, but it's important to take the fight to the corporate media. So when there's an article that comes out from Yahoo or CNN or wherever else, that when the stooges of the top 1%, when the people who are clueless enough to believe Rush Limbdick and and people like that, or the people who are naive enough to listen to the teabaggers, racist psychos, and repeat it on the comments pages, repeat their little talking points and laughable misinformation, that you take the fight there and not let them get the last word and set their asses straight. And you don't necessarily have to get into this endless fight with them, but put the message out there. Talk to everybody else and not let it be reframed as, you know, so that they could say, you know, well, the teabaggers stand for the common person, which is absolutely laughable. You know, an AstroTurf movement that's the furthest thing from grassroots, that's funded by the Koch brothers and founded by racists who were going crazy that somebody not completely white was going to be elected president in 2008. Take the fight and get the message where they spew their absurd jargon. Okay, and we're going to keep the movement going with supplies and money, and hopefully you will too. And you will answer the teabagger racists and as well as the total nuts, like the, you know, the Federal Reserve is from the Illuminati, and you want to set that shit straight, and you want to respond to the people, and sadly, this includes some people from the pro-marijuana movement and the anti-war movements, but the people who got sucked in, suckered, fooled by this absolute asshole named Ron Paul, this total stooge of corporate America, this man who stands for the gutting of every survival program, of everything that keeps the infrastructure of the nation going, and is undeniably racist, undeniably anti-choice, and is nothing more than George W. Bush in a better suit. Set their asses straight. Is Tommy Teabagger here? Okay, we're going to have some fun after the second set of tunes with a visit from Tommy Teabagger, and that ought to be fun. And, oh, there's so much shit. We're not even going to have time to do all of this. But if you don't get to hear the whole show, or if you're a part of the action or part of the encampments, let us just repeat now, and we're going to just continue to repeat this. We love you. We fully support you. And we are going to keep this energy going. And we support you, other occupies around the world. This movement is now on every continent in the world. People are standing up against austerity measures, are standing up against everybody serving the very top of this absolute insane system of death that is free market capitalism, and resisting the destruction, the economic destruction, the destruction of countless millions of lives, the destruction of the environment, and of course any semblance of social justice. Let's play a song for the legalized marijuana activists, except for the ones who got suckered by Ron Paul. So the people who are not naive buffoons, this song is for you. It's by Benedict Arnold and the Traitors. And in the video, they have animated characters based on Aaron the Pie Man K, and marijuana and Ibogaine activist Dana Beal. This is Benedict Arnold and the Traitors doing Death Penalty for Pot.
Hey, man, it's a bummer about your cancer.
Yeah, man, like, I've been puking all night long. It's like Marinara doesn't do a damn thing.
How about a bong, man?
Sweet, dude. Hey, man, what's with the guys with the guns?
the devil wants his fun. Because I'm a dart, he plunges his pitchfork through my heart.
Ow! Ow! That hurt!
Bright red blood. Tickle me, then the devil stops to tickle me. Tickle, 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 tickle me. Then the devil stops to tickle me. Massachusetts or New England somewhere, and I was walking by a town square where they were having some kind of public execution, and I see that they got some chick tied to a stake like Joan of Arc or something. As I get closer, I notice it's my mother, except she looks just like Ethel Merman.
Do you realize that you
This is Dr. Greed, and I am disgusted with all of the shenanigans that is going on here at Volta Radio, and the sick little attack on behalf of lazy, non-working people on the good and fine gentlemen of the 1%. And now they're going to disgust me even more by playing a song and making me introduce it by Dirty Rotten Imbeciles from DRI's Full Speed Ahead CD, a song that disparages our fine brothers in the priesthood, trying to make a big deal because one or two of them may have gotten a little out of hand with kids. This is Dr. Greed introducing DRI's Wages of Sin.
Dirty Rotten Imbeciles doing Wages of Sin. Report Suspicious Activity. Did Bush is Brezhnev. I'll never get sick of that song. Crass did Systematic Death from their Penis Envy CD. Flaming Lips did Do You Realize. Ann Magnuson did Sex with the Devil from her The Love Show CD, and started off with Benedict Arnold and the Traitors doing Death Penalty for Pot. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight the theme is Occupy the World. And we are saying kind of repetitively that we love you and we support those of you who are on the front lines, in the encampments, surviving brutal beatings by thugs and their pepper spray and their sticks and their rubber bullets and everything else that they're doing to you, as well as raiding, arresting, stealing everything, and destroying other stuff, and surviving that and actually growing in numbers and getting stronger and continuously gaining more and more support. And we love you and support you for that. And we also thank everybody who has supported them, contributed money and supplies. And we thank the people who have defended them and set the record straight in comments land when buffoons who are duped by the corporate media and the tea racists and the paltards issue their comments and try to frame the discussion around nonsense. And speaking of that, Tommy Teabagger is here, but he is not in the room, so we're going to have to get him out here in a little while. In addition to the 1% stealing, heisting, and getting bailed out, interesting for people who say they're anti-socialist, but forgetting the bailouts that they got under Bush and the corporate welfare that they've always received, no matter who was president and which party he was in. The people who defend them actually have the colossal gall to argue an absolutely implausible argument that the rich should not be taxed, which is quite insane when you think about it. No revenue, a catastrophic blow to the survival of the middle class, to the working class, to the poor, and to the people who are barely surviving, the ones who do survive, and continuing to give them tax breaks. That is absolutely indefensible. And another absurd, indefensible argument is the people, it's mostly from ideology, because I refuse to believe a human being in these times, it could actually be this stupid. So based on ideology, reading books by the absolutely stupid, total fuckhead, Ayn Rand, and other ideologues, they push for deregulation of corporate America. Why regulate corporate America? You know, every fucking thing you do is regulated, whether it needs it or not, you know, including your personal lives, by the insane wave of politicians that have cropped up. But we want deregulation for corporate America. More deregulation. So product safety can go out the window. Child labor laws can go out the window. Everything that has ever been won and accomplished in the last 100 or so years, thanks to the unions, and thank you, can be shit-canned as we further deregulate. Oh, pollution, global warming, labor laws, consumer protection, product safety. It can all go up in shit because the ideologues want further deregulation of corporate America. And it is so insane. And I thought, well, what would make the total buffoon understand how absolutely unacceptable further deregulation actually is? And I thought, although they would, it's probably a bad example because they would probably be the parents of that kid, you know, or they would be the kid themselves. But let's say that you were doing okay and you had a home and you had a pool, and your kids and other kids from the hood are in the pool. And this one kid urinates and defecates in the pool. Then steals the clothes and the money from the other kids. And then goes in and smashes the host's house pretty badly. And then goes home. And later on, at a town hall meeting, the parents of that kid, with the kid sitting with them, stands up and starts screaming, "We have to further deregulate kids. Anything goes. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how much other people are screwed up by the deregulated." So I thought, okay, maybe they'll understand it if they knew an example, however absurd, that deregulation from people who have absolutely zero principles, despite what the T-psychos say, all positive change came from people who struggled for justice. All labor laws and anybody who ever enjoyed a little thing called a weekend or a vacation or 40-hour work weeks or overtime, time and a half, holiday pay, maternity time, worker safety conditions, owes that to the unions. And to allow T-psychos to have the last words and bash unions is unacceptable. And again, you don't have to get up into an endless argument with these buffoons, but you do want to talk to everybody else in comments and blogland and say, no, that fool is listening to Rush Limbaugh and is far removed from reality, and set their asses straight. But talk to people rather than getting into this endless exchange, you know, with some Ayn Rand reading, assuming the person can read, ideologue. Deregulation is a disaster from people who have absolutely no soul whatsoever, have never given anything positive to the larger community, has never done anything, any kind of positive change for working people, has never done anything with any semblance of justice, offers nothing but endless greed at any cost to the nation, at any cost to the nation's economy, to the well-being of the people of the nation, destroying the nation in a grander, massive scale, so much greater than that any terrorist or foreign power or cartel or hostile army or criminal gang or organized crime operation could ever dream of. The well-being of the nation be damned. Push for greed without restraint, without regulation. Environmental cost, even with catastrophic weather on the rise, even with global warming intensifying. No cost is too great for the gutless, absolutely worthless entities that can comprise of the top 1%. And to even tolerate an argument in silence for deregulation, oh, but it creates jobs, if you cut their taxes and deregulate them, and even the idiot in New Jersey, Chris Christie, echoes this kind of bullshit, then they will create more jobs, cut their taxes, and deregulate them and let them do what they want because the market will fix itself. Well, one of the many times Bush furthered things in that direction in his tenure as a corporate servant in the tradition of Ronald Reagan, they immediately took their reward, their prize of deregulation, and moved jobs and corporate welfare money out of the country. Somebody would have to be really out of touch with the real world to believe that cutting corporate taxes even more and deregulating them even more would result in a single job when these assholes are going to immediately go for maximum short-term profits and not even care that they're building it on a house of cards, because they do need a lower class and a middle class to sustain their own empires. But it's short-term maximum growth at any cost to the earth, to the world, to the nation. Here he is, Tommy Teabagger. It has been a long time since Tommy Teabagger has been on the show. Pastor Whoremaster? Pastor Whoremaster, are you conscious? Don't even try. Go back to dreamland. John the Craptist, when was the last time that Tommy Teabagger was on? You think it was 2009. Okay. When we did the goof on the Beck hate rally, I think he was on. I know the McCain shows, but after that. Okay. Well, we don't know. We don't remember when the last time we had him on. But he is here now. Yes. You see that big thing right there? Yeah, that's for you. Okay, headphones if you want them. Very good. All right, that big phallic thing that looks like a porn toy is your microphone. Ironically, you're sitting by the one we call the weapon of ass destruction. Just, I guess because of the way that tip looks. Okay, book burners, near and far. The one and only Tommy Teabagger. Tommy, we know how you feel about the election of Barack Obama. We know how you feel about his race or his racial origins. And we know how you feel about at least the illusion that he is left of center, liberalish, etc. And we know how you feel about anyone disparaging the racist Tea Parties. I can't look at you right now. But we want to welcome you back to the show because we're polite to our guests. And how do we start with Tommy Teabagger? I guess we'll just ask, what have you been doing lately? Don't pay any mind to those stonerheads who are at the moment not resembling living life forms. What have you been doing lately, Tommy?
I'm glad you asked, Reverend. We have been on the upswing, and I'd just like to say that a lot of the things that you said about us are wrong. And yes, it's true that a lot of our members are from anti-abortion terrorist groups and racist militias and other kinds of militias, if there are any. But besides cleaning guns and screaming against taxes for the rich. We've been very busy because we are grassroots. And in fact, our last meeting, we were sitting on grass.
Okay. Thank you for that. Well, what came out of your meeting? Were there any decisions? What are your plans for the future?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Reverend Bookburn. Yes, our meeting was on grass, not what you guys smoke, but like the on the ground kind. And we were sitting on it, and we decided that we had to do our part to help the people who are going to rebuild this nation and make it a better place. And we thought, what better way to do that than to hold a bake sale and fundraisers and give the proceeds to the Koch brothers and maybe some of the other people in the 1%, because, you know, they've taken an awful blow lately. And, you know, the threat of taxes and, you know, and all the remarks by people, negative movies like that horrible Michael Moore film, Capitalism, A Love Story, and the even more vicious Inside Job. And so since they went through all that kind of slander, and since they went through all that kind of public humiliation, and now the threat of actually having to pay taxes, we thought we could help rebuild corporate America by doing fundraisers and a bake sale. And when they get enough money, they're going to start more jobs.
Did I hear you right? You're going to do a bake sale and other fundraisers, and you're going to give money to the Koch brothers and other people from the 1%, and I guess the biggest corporations, the energy companies, the oil companies.
That's right, Reverend. We listen to Ron Paul, and he tells us that the market must not be regulated. And since it is, and since they're not even allowed to poison our food, you know, without some group getting all antsy and jumping up and down, we thought we would make it up to them and help rebuild them and make them strong. Because if they're strong, then America is strong. And so, in the tradition of Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, John Boehner, oh, Reverend, you got me calling him Boehner, John Boehner, and Eric Cantor, Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, and other people that you have called douchebags on your show, and I take exception to that, we thought we will help them out with our bake sales.
Well, this sounds like radio material when you do this. So let me ask you again. You really are going to do bake sales.
That's right.
And when you do this, or actually, let's go backwards. When are you going to do this? And can we show up, like, with a tape recorder or video crew? And you know us. We don't yell. You know, we don't get into heated arguments, and most of what we do is write or broadcast our views. So there wouldn't be an incident. We would just cover it because that sounds like something we would love to cover.
Reverend, we don't have a date right now. Right now, we're just in the planning stages. We wanted to ask Sarah Palin if she would come to our event.
Oh, good luck with that. You would need over $100,000, which she charges for any public appearance, even after the book came out about all of her affairs and coke use and extracurricular fucking.
That book was just so full of lies. He was an evil man, that book writer. In fact, he even moved next door to her in Alaska just to make up lies. But we're going to ask her if she will come for free on our show. I mean, not our show. I'm confusing myself with you. at our bake sale and fundraising events for a good cause, so we think she'll do it, so that we can help the Koch brothers, because we think they want and need and deserve more money.
Okay, well, you're doing the bake sale, but you don't know when. But if I'm understanding you correctly, we can show up with a camera crew. And I know this hasn't ever seen the light of day so far, but maybe our the future, the Reverend is in animation crew, so that we can do an animated episode of it as well. And what other fundraisers might you have?
Well, we were thinking of getting all of the people from the arts who we love and who support our values and our cause to also do a fundraiser. Like, since there was all of these commie causes like Live Aid and stuff like that, we thought we would do a big show for the Koch brothers and others in the top 1%. Like, we were going to ask Ted Nugent, Dennis Miller, and what's that girl's name? I always jerk off when I look at her. Victoria Jackson and Sarah Palin, of course, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and get them all together. So that, and the gay D programmer, Marcus Bachman, gotta love him for all of the fine work he does, and who cares if he's not a real doctor. And, get them all to do a big event that, if it happens, it'll be the biggest thing ever. And it'll be bigger than that commie Live Aid and all that kind of terrible stuff. You know, all that hokey, It's a Wonderful Life kind of stuff. And it would benefit the people who truly matter. The people who make America strong, make us secure, and make us loved around the world.
Well, okay, Tommy. Well, please stay in touch with us, because we want to be informed and updated about these events. I smell a future show coming out of this, especially the fundraising events, which sounded like it was pretty much all that you had to say. And I promise you coverage, and even though we don't condone what is happening, we want to cover it because it's just fucking hilarious. And of course, well, we'd love to have you back on the show. And don't trip over Pastor Whoremaster. Thank you very much. Let's see, DRI in the background, if they're on loudly. Let's play the great third and final set of tunes. And this is from Al Franken's CD, entitled The O'Franken Factor. This is a lovely track. This also goes back to the Bush days, because one of the most amusing sights ever this century was when he wore his combat flight costume, and it wasn't even Halloween, in the early days of the Iraq War to give his mission accomplished speech from the O Franken Factor by Al Franken, and I don't know who is actually singing this. This is a track entitled Mission Accomplished.
Picture perfect day, they're chanting USA, 10,000 men on deck.
Their taxes wrote the check.
My flight suit's really buff,
cause he's got the right stuff.
Like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, Al-Qaeda's on the run.
The new crusade's begun.
Mission accomplished, horns blare. Mission accomplished, hot air. It went without a flaw. The shock filled them with awe. The evil doer's done, like burgers on a bun. Mission accomplished, God bless. Mission accomplished, B.S. Yeah, Rumsfeld, he was right. The world is black and white. Mission accomplished, that's right. Hey, who said war is hell when you're friends with Bechtel and Halliburton's boy?
The Mideast is your toy.
Be you on the UN.
We won't need them again.
The French are freedom fried. All Europe step aside.
This song is classified.
Mission accomplished, time bomb. Mission accomplished, like none. We came to liberate
Iraq's a brand new state. Mission accomplished, just wait.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I've always loved the people in the top 1%. That's why I use 9/11 as an excuse to do a corporate stimulus package to get our economy going again. And I didn't even care that they took the money and ran and moved the jobs and the money overseas. But they're such wonderful people. They gave a lot of gifts at my daughter's wedding. And I just wanted to keep up the great tradition that my daddy and Ronald Reagan began when we thought, why should the little people get too much when the people who have more can get even more? Thank you, Ronnie. And thank you to all of those in my administration who helped me do it all. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Kids.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want to do today?
We don't know.
Do you want to go to the matinee?
No.
Do you want to go to the amusement park?
No.
Do you want to go to the punk rock show?
Yeah, let's go to the punk rock show.
I want to see new represent. I hate it. That's it.
Hey!
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hall, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have a runner-up tonight. Sunday, December 4th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Our runner-up to Asshole of the Week is those who covered up the sexual abuse at Penn State University, continuing the dishonorable tradition of putting people on a pedestal, whether it's the priests or people with political power, and giving them immunity to any kind of consequence for such horrible actions. And this whole support athletes, no matter how fucked up they get, kind of sacredness, another thing that has to go, and that's long overdue. It's not okay, cheeseheads, for an athlete, for a football player, to murder his wife. It's not okay for a football player to run dog fighting rings and torture and murder dogs. And it is not okay for someone involved in football to perpetrate child sexual abuse. And it is not okay for other assholes involved with said perpetrator to cover it up. Every person involved in the cover-up or perpetration of child sexual abuse at Penn State, you are the runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a very special recipient, one who can even outshine the assholes in tonight's award. Tonight.
Why is there a symbol, sir?
Where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. One of the movies, I forgot.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. Thank you. Tonight, we need a recipient who can even outshine the runner-ups. And tonight, the winner is not an individual, but also an entity, a group of people, if you will. And even though they resembled previous recipients, this one is still unique and original in its own right, since we don't like to repeat recipients of Asshole of the Week, which is why we can't do Rush or Ron Paul, Glenn Beck, Reagan, the Pope, Bush, Falwell, etc., Robertson, Cardinals. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is every perpetrator within law enforcement who has brutalized the people in the Occupy movement. Everyone who shot rubber bullets or sprayed with tear gas or pepper spray or went beyond the call of duty. And I don't think anything was the call of duty, but especially the brutal, the sadistic, the perpetrators of the theft of materials and equipment, the people who abused, in particular, the detainees in Los Angeles, the perpetrators of using sticks and tackling, knocking people down, smashing heads, causing blood and injuries and all kinds of absolutely sadistic and ridiculous bullshit. The brutal cops who perpetrated violence against the Occupy movement on the streets and in the jails. You are Assholes of the Week. Now we can kill the fart sounds. Thank you very much. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, and that was her most recent, the 2009 version, out of many versions. Before that, Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine did I Won't Give Up from their The Audacity of Hype CD on Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. Before that, you heard Rev Bookburn's animation theme. The Damned did a live version of Smash It Up. No FX did Separation of Church and Skate. DOA did The Enemy and Fucked Up Ronnie from the soundtrack to one of the greatest films of the 60s, one of the greatest films of all time, The Magic Christian, with Peter Sellers, Ringo Starr, Raquel Welch, and the Monty Python guys before there was such a thing as Monty Python, 1969. From the soundtrack of The Magic Christian, you heard Thunderclap Newman doing Something in the Air with special musical guest Peter Townsend, and started off with Al Franken doing Mission Accomplished. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Occupy the World. And I will say it again. People on the front lines of Occupy Wall Street and Occupy everywhere else throughout this nation and now on every continent on this earth. The Occupy movement all over the world. We love you. We support you. We are going to continue to do that. And we're going to continue to give money, buy stuff, mostly for Occupy Philadelphia, since they're close in our city. Not our city, but you know what I'm saying. Don't look at me like that. And we will continue to do so. We will continue to speak up as well, correct the bullshit of the corporate media, in particular Fox News, and news is, of course, in quotes. Thank you to our guest, Tommy Teabagger, for expressing his views on this show. And don't forget to see both Wall Street movies, Wall Street and Wall Street, The Money Never Sleeps, from Oliver Stone, Michael Moore's Capitalism, A Love Story, and the oh-so-disturbing, but you have to see it, Inside Job. And we will correct the lies of the Koch brothers and the rest of the 1%. They are trembling, and for good reason. And we're going to give them more of a reason to tremble, because despite their money, despite their corporate media, the word is getting out. More and more people are supporting this movement. And this little show is going to nudge things even further in that direction. Write to the Reverend, Rev Bookburn, no period, no hyphen, one word, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Be sure to always visit the always updated, well, almost always, not last Sunday night. I knew you were going to fucking say that. The almost always updated site, reverendbookburn.com. And actually, it's revbookburn.blogspot.com. But if you just write reverendbookburn.com, you'll automatically be redirected to it. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, which we're still on, it's myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On fascist Facebook, where you cannot have the first name Rev or Reverend, which is kind of funny, it's the Rev and last name Bookburn. And on the info tab at Facebook, the link to Pages and Reverend Bookburn fan site. The next show is in 2 weeks on December 18th, and it shall be the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Balls special. And we guarantee you will feel better after the holiday blues, that horrible shit called holiday music, and all else that sucks about this time of year. You will get comic relief, musical gratification, and much more. The show is expected to have recorded and broadcasted without problems, and if that is true, then thanks to Pastor Rex Catt, this should be available in the archives at any time for free at Radio For All, radio4all.net. Thank you, Cindy, Jeff, Pastor Rex Catt, and Mr. Z, Hippie John, everybody else who sent links for the webpage updates or show material. And we are going to play a closing tune and then get out of here. And I thought, what would be a good closing tune for Occupy the World in support of the Occupy movement all over the world with growing support? What song do you play? And then I thought, I got to go to the Mobilize CD by Anti-Flag and play a song called NBC. And the acronym NBC, as they spell out in parentheses, stands for No Bloodthirsty Corporations. And I thought that's such a beautiful song, and we really should play that for them. So, from the Mobilize CD, this is Anti-Flag doing NBC, No Bloodthirsty Corporations. Good night.
I had a man at the radio saying, we'll be right back.
to hear him say, "Walking round you sometimes, hear the sunshine."
We'll be right back.
If it's too far to walk to you, if a train don't go there, I'll get a jet or a bus, 'cause I'm gonna find you. You're gonna see my shadow soon around you. In my head is my only house, unless it rains. La!
I've walked the meadow plains, while the desert's on my eyes until I find you. I won't sleep until I find you. I won't eat until I find you. My heart won't beat until I wrap my arms around you. I can wrap them around you. You can make my sad song happy, in a bad world good. I can feel you out there moving. You're mine, I know I'll find you. In my head is my only house until I found you. I hate to hear other people hear me sing this song. I do follow the song that I love you. That's where I'll find you. In my head is my only house unless it rains.
What is thought and what is said.
Our attitudes are climbing. We don't have time for more mind-wasting lies. Whatever it is you're doing, we're not going to buy it. It's time to say something, not a time to be quiet. Rant and roll, hearts speak from the spirit. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Say what you mean what you say. Rant and roll when you feel that way. Religions of men, heavy with fear. Industrial war against the land. Every woman knows the fugitive. Rich men keep living off the poor. Soul is what's left after they eat your spirit. When every act is an act of self-defense, it's time to do something or perish in the pretense. Rant and roll, hearts speak from the spirit. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Say what you mean what you say. Rant and roll when you feel that way. Thought and what is said. In this together and on our own, a reality of how we feel. Either we can dance with someone or we can dance alone. A plurality of sight and view. We and us are me and you. Ran low, heart speak from the spirit. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Say what you mean what you say. Rant and roll when you feel that way. Predator views are way too tragic. Mother Earth gives us power. Father Sky makes us magic. Life doesn't have to be bitter, even when it's not always sweet. Synchronicity is the rendezvous when magic and power meet. Rant and roll, heart speak from the spirit. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Say what you mean what you say. Rant and roll when you feel that way. Rant and roll, heart speak from the spirit. Heart speak from the spirit. Heart speak from the spirit. Rant and roll. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Heart speak from the spirit. Heart speak from the spirit.
pasará más. Ya doy más ideas, con una nota de pigués. Estrellas, el texto te más. Con una nota de pigués.